Hi, everybody. I love it when I have good news for you. And today's going to be another great day today with relatively low humidity and comfortable temperatures. More sunshine, high around 87, mostly clear, comfortable tonight, overnight low 65. Now, tomorrow, you'll feel the difference. You'll start to feel more humidity, high temperature up to about 91. Feels like summertime, but the rain chances, I don't have them at zero, but they're under 20% for tomorrow. And then scattered hit or miss storms will be around Sunday and Monday. High temperatures around 90 both days. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Prattville police have arrested two people in connection to a shooting at Victoria Place Apartments. Police say 20-year-old LaDante Garrison and 19-year-old DeCorian Taylor are charged with two counts of attempted murder and one count of discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling. Andalusia police make an arrest after a high-speed chase yesterday. Officials say 42-year-old Christopher Clinton evaded police after a traffic stop yesterday afternoon. He is now charged with reckless endangerment and attempting to elude law enforcement. And crews will soon begin work on Zelda Road in Montgomery. City officials say resurfacing will begin Monday evening and should only last a few days. Drivers should expect delays in the area throughout the project. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Lowe's knows you'll do Father's Day right by finding the perfect gift for Dad. We do it right, too, with deals on gifts he'll love and at prices you'll love. Now save $60 on a DeWalt 20-volt max brushless cordless drill for just $99. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. Make this Father's Day his best one yet. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/19. Credit offer subject to credit approval and can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ah, yes. 272-9228, that's where we are. TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. Okay, let's hit the second part of David Martin talking about the situation in the Persian Gulf of the Tiger. Now, the crew is going to say they saw something flying around.
Oh.
I think it was the drone that took the picture that they're talking about. Because how would a drone have... Oh, yes, yes, yes. My bad.
No, I was going to wait till we got through with the drone story, but I just...
No, we need to do... That's much more important than this.
It's $10,000.
We need to do the Marguerite 1-carat Forever Mark diamond giveaway. 1-carat Forever Mark diamond giveaway appraisal, $10,000.
It's amazing.
We're going to... do the next name. They're going to give you a telephone number, and then that person must call in within the hour. Let it rip, Rusty.
And the winner is. Love to get my drum roll in. Lydia Medley.
Lydia Medley. That's a cool name.
Yes, she's got a brother named Unchained.
You need to call the name again, Lydia Medley.
Lydia Medley.
You need to call 396-5477 ASAP. You have to call within the hour, and your name's going to go in on the big drawing for the Marguerite 1 carat Forever Mark Diamond giveaway.
There you go.
That's an absolute deal there. Let's see. Brian, let's take Brian before we get to this David Martin story. Hey, Brian, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey.
How are you?
One, I want to get in on Sweet Creek.
You got to give me the day of birth.
4/7.
4/7. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
Yeah. No, I have not been.
What's up with that?
I'm a truck driver. I pass it all the time, but I just can't get my truck and trailer.
You got to pull off.
Yeah, you got to pull off. Now, let me tell you something. For a truck driver, are you short haul or long haul?
Short haul.
You can pull in, and instead of turning left to go into Sweet Creek, you go down, and then you turn left, and they have areas for 18-wheelers to park and buses.
Mm. Watch out for the chickens.
Yeah, watch out for the chickens.
Oh, do they? Behind the place?
Yeah. So just keep,
okay.
when you turn in, just don't take that first left. It says no trucks. Just keep going down, and then you take a left, and you'll pull up to the back part of Sweet Creek, and you just get out of your truck, walk in, and have a Cuban sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I will have to do that next time I have to go to Dothan, which probably will be next week.
I like that.
But I have a theory about what's going on with all this.
Did you get his birthday?
Questions about... what Trump would do if he was contacted by another government,
right,
and how they're running all these polls now with Hillary. I mean, not with Hillary, but with Biden and everybody just slaughtering him. They're preparing so when Trump wins in 2020, they can immediately say, see, Russia has interfered again.
I think that is something that they're going to do. They're going to, and I think the Democrats are going to go call foul all day long. But here's what they're not taking into consideration. When this information comes out on the FBI and CIA and all the bad actors here and what was being done, they are going to look so bad, they're not going to be able to say crap about Donald Trump.
I think they're counting on that being pushed back till after the election.
It will not.
That come out.
Yeah, it will not. I promise.
I hope it won't. I hope they arrest every daggone one of them and lock them up and escort them, like you said, perp walk.
Let's just say that the Joe Biden aspect of this thing will probably go about June of 2020, right before the convention.
Wow.
They need to do something with him. He's creepy.
Well, I think he may self-destruct anyhow. I'm telling you, I want to see the first news conference that Joe Biden does. And what Trump's going to do is did you see the one yesterday in the Oval? I mean, he was managing those people for 50 minutes.
Uh-huh.
50 minutes of questions.
Joe's got low teeth.
And let me tell you, so Joe gets in there, and what you're going to hear Donald Trump say, I've done, since Biden has announced, I've done X number of talking to the press, X number of times. Joe Biden has done zero. And I want Joe to get talking to the press here.
All he's done is fondle children and women.
Oh man! Ouch!
Careful!
Ouch!
That's what's the creepiest part is the way he grabs little girls and little boys and does the same thing to them. I've seen it too many times.
Did you see the Jeff Sessions' granddaughter? And he goes in and starts touching his granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Sessions actually slaps his hand away.
Get out.
I have not seen that.
That's funny.
I'll have to look that one up.
Yep.
Jeff's a good son.
Unhand that child.
Yeah.
Son.
Get your mitts off the grandchild.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm going to duke you out.
Well, maybe jump on your shoulders.
Open up a can.
Yep.
Brian, I want you to have a great day. Drive safe, my friend. We'll be doing that drawing. We'll be reading off the winner at about 2:40.
I have another question.
All right, I'll be listening.
Oh, thanks,
hey, sorry.
Well, you have a question for Brian for me?
No, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Brian brought it up, though. But when they start all this, when they start arresting people...
Well, they're not gonna, what they're going to do is they're going to indict people.
Okay, when they start indicting people. And
I don't know. They may do what they did to Roger Stone.
Yeah.
And, why not?
Manafort. Where they go kick down the door and come in with AR-15s and all that kind of stuff.
Drag them out of the bathroom.
But anyway, when all this starts happening and the news is wide open and everybody, he did this and I did that, do you think it'll get to the point where they will have to declare martial law?
No.
Not that bad, huh?
Nope.
I just want.
I think the press is going to be sitting there stunned, absolutely stunned. And they at first are not going to know how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
But some press members will be talking about how big it is, and they're going to find their kind of press roots in there. And then you're going to have others that are just going to be and avoid. They're just going to avoid the issue. Mm-hmm. They're just going to ignore it. It didn't exist. I see no evil. I hear no evil. I speak no evil.
Mm-hmm. Well, just in case, I'm going to stock up on soda crackers and potted meat. You never know. Yeah.
And 223 rounds, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
MREs.
Hand grenades.
There you go. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How y'all doing?
I am great, my friend. Where are you today?
Just up and down, heading back up from up north, getting back down toward y'all.
How's the weather?
It's beautiful. It's just a beautiful day. I woke up this morning, Dan, and walked outside. It was so cool.
It was incredible.
I froze. I mean, right when I stepped out the door, I froze still, and I just said, thank you, Lord, again, for this day. I mean, of all days to thank the Lord, I thank him every day. But especially for this morning, it was just so beautiful, so cool, and just, I mean, it was just such a treat.
So it really was. I had my door open, fan on, had a TV outside, TV inside, so I could go out and drink coffee and watch the news, and it was just spectacular.
It was. It was. And thank the Lord for that, for our great weather. Thank the Lord for our great president.
Amen.
How about
Happy
that, America?
Birthday.
Look at the job our president is doing. You know, Dan, I see a new shift coming now, and I think America is ready to shift to our great achievements of our president and looking at our country as it prospers with the people back to work and unemployment down and everything. Of course, all the negative things out there and that's happened in the past, some groups of people want to keep us tied down in that. But it's a bright day. It's a new day. Our court system looking future for our grandchildren is a great. Our country is doing good. People are back to work. America, what more could we want? Thank you, Donald Trump, for doing this. And let's remember, America, Donald Trump gives every penny that he makes away to a charitable cause. He takes no presidential pay for his services. He's a true American servant. And I am grateful to him and his family and the First Lady and all of them. And the rest of them up there, I'm going to get the caviar out. And the champagne.
You moved to caviar now, huh? From popcorn.
I am going to enjoy this to the fullest, Dan. And if any American doubts that America will retaliate against these people, to what level, I don't know, but they will, don't doubt them. They're going to take care of it. We have a legitimate government running now. This is not the mafia style. Obama, Eric Holder administration. This is a true system that's set up in this country and it's running the way it's supposed to work. And these people are in big, big trouble.
Or as in the words of George Herbert Walker Bush, they're in deep doo-doo.
Ooh, yeah. But anyway, happy Father's Day to everybody out there in America, that's the dads that can hear me, and prayers up for all our soldiers overseas in our Navy and other operations that's going on around the world right now. Let's pray for them because we do have some soldiers that are in arm's way right now, and we especially want to have prayers up for them.
Thanks for the tip, Uncle Rodney. You drive safe coming home.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks. Let's go to RJ. RJ, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Well, hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. I wanted to get in on the drawing for the Sweet Creek. And also, I want to know where it's located. I hear you talk about it all the time, but I have no idea where it's at.
Have you ever been to Madison, Wisconsin? Just kidding.
Of course not.
It's not quite that far. But
it's closer. It's much more convenient than that.
Just veer off to the left.
You go, just stop short of Madison. What you do, RJ.
I live in Prattville, so.
Okay, you go down 231, and do you know where the turn on 231 is for Taylor Road?
Yeah.
Okay, you just keep going straight right there. It is 2 miles, less than 2 minutes from that turn on your left-hand side, and it is spectacular. You will love it.
Well, I'll have to look that up. I've wanted to go ever since I've heard you talk, but I had no idea where it was at.
You will love it. If you like fresh vegetables and fruits and things, you will love it. If you like really good food, they'll have breakfast tomorrow. But get the farmer's market at East Chase. Go to Sweet Creek Farm Market. They have got great things.
Okay, well, thank you. Put my name in for the drawing.
Give me your month and day of birth.
1228.
Missed about three.
And also, I'd like to give a big shout-out to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Mm. She is really going to be missed. I think she did her job so well and was so gracious, and she's going to be, I think, hard to replace with someone that does a job like she did it.
It's going to be interesting to see if he doesn't replace her.
Hmm.
And he becomes the kind of you don't have a press person.
He'd
like
do
that.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
he can do whatever
he
wants to.
You know, that would be great, too, if he would come out and, you know, talk to the press himself. And but she has done such a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe she will run for governor of Arkansas one day.
Well, the Huckabee name is still pretty big in Arkansas.
Yes,
there's some that don't like him because of some of the things he did with Mexico and immigration. He was a lot more moderate on immigration until just a few years ago.
I think she has done a great job, and you know, very respectful woman, and wish her well in whatever she does.
RJ, thank you so much for
the
telephone call. And listen in, we'll do that drawing at 2:40. Yeah, there is a Mexican consulate in Arkansas.
Really?
Yeah, they have. Well, let me tell you why. I have a really good friend that was from Arkansas, and they kind of educated me on this.
Okay.
Tyson's Chicken is based in Arkansas.
Okay.
Huge operation.
So we got Spanish chickens.
Exactly. They want that cheap labor.
Yeah.
And so there is a Mexican consulate in
priceless
in Little Rock.
I had no idea.
They drove me by. I didn't believe them. They said, we'll show it to you.
I got. I applied for a job in Little Rock one time. They said I sounded too country. I'm serious.
That's not good.
Uh-uh.
New 93.1, but hang on. Coming back to you right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Your demons come to light, and your mind is not your own. Lonely is the night, when there's no one left to call. You feel the time is right, say the writing's on the wall.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's where we are. Reminder, first-time callers, next to John, the producer, note, we'll get your name in for the Fresh Market gift card, $50 value. Fresh Market has got the Tomahawk Steaks for Father's Day, and they've got They're cooking ribs on Saturday from 11 to 3, $14.99. They are outstanding.
Hey, that's a good idea. Let's go get some ribs.
Let me tell you, I'm there. I'm doing it.
Those ribs are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I got folks coming over. We're going to have steak. We're going to have steak that night.
Ooh.
Ribs for lunch.
What time?
What time you be okay, there?
Yeah.
They're cooking 11 to 3, and then I'm going to do Benegier brunch on Sunday for Father's Day. Let's go to the phone. Oh, by the way, any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 with the goodies you put in there.
Ooh.
From Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go to Bud. Hey, my good friend Bud, how are you?
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Where are you today?
I am coming through the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee.
All right. Wow. What? How far are you? Chattanooga level, or are you up in Knoxville, or north of Knoxville?
About 20 miles outside of Knoxville. Well, maybe about 40 miles outside of Knoxville. It is so beautiful.
Yeah, really.
I-40, it was ugly. They're doing construction.
Uh-oh.
So at least I got to see the Smoky Mountains going 4 miles an hour for about 2 hours. So
oh, God.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. Well,
can't pay to do this.
How far did you go up to the Shenandoah? How far did you go?
Did not get that far. I've actually been so many different places. In the past week, I've been in 12 different states.
Oh, my goodness.
Far up is Chicago.
Dang.
And if I was doing any better, Dan, I'd have to pay you. What
more? Oh, wow. Say, okay, wow. Well, make that check to Dan Morris.
Big John.
Listen, what I want to do was just call you up and wish you Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. I was just... I'm waiting for Grandfather's Day to come up because I was told this week my second grandchild is on the way. So.
I am so jealous
of
you.
My God blesses me even though I don't deserve it. What more can I say?
Yep.
And so I just want to put my name in for the Sweet Creek if you don't mind.
Give me your month and day of birth, bud.
6/18.
6/18. We got it. You're in. John's going to put you in. We're going to do the drawing around 2:40 today.
You want to go in there? Thank you, sir. You have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. Drive safely, my friend. Drive safely.
Yeah, I just had a thought.
Yeah?
Did that hurt? It scared me a little bit. But, you know, Donald Trump being president and a father, would that make him the first father?
His
wife is the first lady.
There you go.
So he would be the first father. Yeah. And it's his birthday, too. Jim called to remind us. I think we mentioned it, but it bears mentioning
Donald
again.
Donald Trump's birthday is today.
73.
Yeah, he was on Fox and Friends, so wishing him a happy birthday, asking him what he's going to do to celebrate, and he said, I'm going to work.
That's his way of celebrating.
That is his way of celebrating, which is why he is a billionaire.
Mm-hmm. And drink a Diet Coke.
Work hard, eat McDonald's, you can be a billionaire.
Madeline, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello, how are you today?
I am really good. How are you?
I enjoy listening to the program. A lot of information out there. I want to wish the president a happy great birthday.
Madeline, let me interrupt you for one moment. Do you have us on speaker?
Yes, I have on speaker.
Can you take us off speaker, please?
Okay.
Is that better now?
Well, in one way it's better, and one way it's not. Do you have a window open?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you have a window open in your car?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Because it sounds like you're in a wind tunnel.
Air conditioner may be real high.
No, I'm on a bumpy road here in Montgomery.
Oh, no, a bumpy road in Montgomery? I can't imagine.
Yeah, they need to pave this road. It's a 100-month road. It's badly messed up. It's trucks going by here a lot, you know, because it's down here by this Murphy's all.
Yeah. Let's get to the conversation, so, because it is kind of hard to hear you. So what's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you for your program. And also, can you put me on that drawing for that?
I certainly can. Let me get your month and day of birth.
Okay, 7/7.
How long have you been listening to the show?
A long time.
Well, that's good.
I've been listening a long time to it.
I am really, really glad. I've got your name in for the drawing.
All right, thank you, sir.
We're going to do the drawing around 2:40, okay?
2:40?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And all you do for America.
Well, I appreciate your kind words. It's very nice.
Putting out the true news, not the fake news.
That's what I try to do, my dear. You have a great day. Let's go to Jenny. Jenny, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. Did you get both those birthdays and names?
I did.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Hey, Jenny, this is Dan Marsh. Welcome aboard the show.
Thank you. Just wanted to get my name in the drawing for the Sweet Creek Basket.
You're not going to say anything nice to me? Wow.
And tell you how much I enjoy your show.
Well, there you go. Good.
See,
save,
I can squeeze it. I can make him compare.
And I love Sweet Creek. So.
Oh, you do? What's your favorite thing of Sweet Creek, Jenny?
Oh, yes. I love to have the barbecue sliders.
Ooh. Don't we had those in the room.
I've gotten to where I like those better than the barbecue sandwich, which used to be my go-to, but I really like the barbecue sliders now.
Yeah, I tell you what it is. It's the bread that they put it on. Yeah. They use that Hawaiian sweet roll.
And I also love the potato salad.
Yeah, the potato salad is good. The Cuban is outstanding.
Haven't tasted anything that's not good.
Yeah, it's all good. And if you want a real treat after you finish a nice lunch, the peach cobbler ice cream with ice cream on top of it and the thing, it is to die for.
You know, I'm going to gain weight hanging out with you.
I know. You want to hang out down there together. Jenny, give me your month and date of birth, my dear.
7/18.
Wow, you got a birthday coming up, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited?
Not at this age.
Well, 29, I mean.
Yeah, 29. Come on, you don't like bad. That? I mean, the big 29?
No, you could add a few more years
on the Okay, the big 32.
I could see that. 32.
All right.
Jenny, thanks for the telephone call, my dear.
I appreciate you
an awful lot.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. Let's do this. I'm going to go to a break, come back. We'll finally get to that David Martin cut, but we'll take as many calls as you guys put into us. We're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do though, if it breaks. Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have good news for you. And today's going to be another great day today with relatively low humidity and comfortable temperatures. More sunshine, high around 87, mostly clear, comfortable tonight, overnight low 65. Now, tomorrow, you'll feel the difference. You'll start to feel more humidity, high temperature up to about 91. Feels like summertime, but the rain chances, I don't have them at zero, but they're under 20% for tomorrow. And then scattered hit or miss storms will be around Sunday and Monday. High temperatures around 90 both days. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1. 1 FM WACV.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, when I was feeling near as faded as my jeans.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans.
Hey, last time you played this, this song was in my head.
I know.
I was singing it on the deck.
And, you know,
I sound so much better with about three Coronas.
Oh, there's no doubt. I'm better in the shower.
Roger Miller actually has a version of this.
Oh, really?
And I was thinking Roger Miller might have written it, but no, it was Kris Kristofferson wrote it.
Ooh.
But, I mean, I think
he wrote a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he did.
Wow, what a great writer he was. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Paladin. Paladin, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, Dan. Great to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, my friend. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there like a rusty fish hook.
There you go.
I'm on my way. Yeah, I'm on my way down to Sweet Creek right now. I kept hearing you talk about them good tomatoes and cantaloupes, and you got my mouth watering.
There you go. Let me tell you something. Go in and say hi to Karen Ingram or Reed, and tell me you heard about the tomatoes on my show.
Yeah, I mention you every time I go down there.
I appreciate that an awful lot.
I usually leave one of my Have Gun Will Travel cards with them too.
You're
living it. Okay,
yeah, he's living the Paladin life.
Hey man, can I get in on that drawing?
Absolutely, Paladin. Anything for you, my friend. Give me your month and day of birth.
That's 7 March.
3/7, then. We got you, Paladin.
Yes,
we got you, buddy.
I appreciate it, man. Keep up a good show. You got a great show going on every day. I even got my son listening to you now.
All right. Anything that can expand my audience, I love.
Yeah, he loves listening to you, too.
I appreciate that, Paladin. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, sir. I hope you do, too.
Will do. By the way, if there are any gun shop owners that listen to the show and like to be an advertiser on the show, would love to have you. I would love to go through the process of getting a pistol, AR-15, through a shop, walk my story of doing it with your shop on the air, working on trade and being an advertiser and sponsoring the show. And then what we think would love to do is, if we do that, then start a Dan Moore Show shooting where we go out shooting.
Just start driving around the neighborhoods? Or
No, that's pretty awesome.
That is right?
There's a great shooting range that's on the lower Wetumpka Road that Billy Will introduced me to.
Okay.
They got this really cool skeet shooting thing. Yeah, you go to these different stations and you shoot skeet, and so all of them are different, but they have got great great target range out there, so I'm looking at putting that together. Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I am great, Duke. How have you been?
I'm doing fine. Happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to you, my friend.
Appreciate it. I got up this morning about 6:37, right in there, and I'm I was flipping around and I saw Morning Joe, so I turned it on.
Oh, it made you mad today, didn't it?
At Bloomberg, is that his name?
Yeah, it is.
Would you see that interview with him?
I did not see it. I was too nauseated out of the first 40 minutes. I didn't make it.
I watched about 3 minutes of him, and he's talking real tough and stuff, and I just wanted to throw up. It ruined my whole day.
Yeah, anyway. I tell you, Morning Joe, if I'm watching it for more than 30 minutes, I really need to take some Pepto-Bismol. I mean, it is that bad.
I know. Well, I was just curious if you saw the interview.
I did not make it all the way through I literally dropped out about the 40-minute mark with him.
I got you. Well, hey, can I get in on Sweet Creek?
Duke, you certainly can. Give me your month and day of birth, my friend.
It's 8-8.
8-8, you got it.
Okay, y'all have a good weekend. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. Let's go to Mike D. Hey, Mike D., how have you been?
Good, brother. How y'all doing?
Really good. What you got going on this weekend?
I'm going to cook some steaks for my dad for Father's Day.
Okay. Fresh Market's got the tomahawk. He's got the prime and premium ribeye on sale.
That's what I'm heading over there for, ribeyes.
There you go. Go tell Mike the Butcher or Ramsey, one of the butchers there, and that you're a Dan Morris Show listener.
Yeah, I'll get them to hook me up.
There you go, buddy. They'll take great care of you.
Hey, just one thing real quick. I think this whole Trump thing being spied on and everything is bigger than just them wanting him to lose the election. Have you heard about this Project Cassandra?
Have not.
Dan Bonagino was talking about it on his show yesterday. Mm-hmm. Apparently somebody had just done a report on it. It was under the Obama administration, they were using the CIA and the State Department to allow Iran to smuggle drugs and money and stuff like that through our southern border. And they were trying to keep it hush-hush and everything so that they could get the Iran deal through. And they know that Trump was going to be one of the biggest threats to the whole Iran deal. So I'm thinking that might be one of the underlying reasons that they wanted to attack him so bad.
Interesting. I've not heard that now. The fact that you said that Dan Bongino said it, I really like Dan Bongino.
Yeah, he's got a great podcast. It's really, really good.
Very, very good. And see, I did not hear it yesterday.
Well, I'll look that article up and shoot it over to you on email so you can take a look at it.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. And another interesting thing I heard last night on Laura Ingraham, it was, I'm forgetting his name now, but he was talking about the double standard with the media and the left about what Trump said on the interview with Stephanopoulos.
Yeah.
And his quote was, the double standard always has a single standard behind it. And the single standard with the media and the liberals is that they hate Republicans and they hate Trump. I mean, absolutely hate Trump. And so, you know, it's that a double standard was what he said. That's what it was. There's a double standard, but there's always a single standard behind it. And that's their single standard.
Mike, I appreciate the telephone call. I want you to have a wonderful weekend, my friend.
And can I throw my name in for Sweet Creek?
You certainly can. You know you can.
Give me 927.
927. You got that, guys? Yep. Mike D. Mike, I appreciate you listening. We're going to do that drawing in about an hour. Happy Father's Day.
What'd you say, man? The phones are wide open.
I don't know. Let's go to Rear Top. Rear Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, what a nice Friday and what a super cool Thursday night, wasn't it? Paradise.
I was absolutely incredible. I loved it. And this morning
open the windows, let the fresh air in.
Oh yeah, it was so nice outside, and my place is down in the low 60s, 61 was where I saw. It was incredible, and this morning was spectacular.
Oh yes, it was like a early spring day. What's your take on? Iran got supposedly caught bombing the oil tankers, and while the Japanese prime minister is sitting there, the Iranian
and it was a Japanese
said, no,
tanker too.
Pardon me?
It was a Japanese tanker too.
I know. This is a bizarre situation, and didn't apologize to the Japanese, and he said he was not interested in negotiating at all.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not interested in even reading a letter from Donald Trump.
Yes. This is a really weird attitude, and so cocky. What's your read on this particular thing? And then, of course, the Joint Chiefs faster that they're not going to war, and that was a great, that was a smart move, but Iran's playing a strange game. What do you think their end is?
Well, you're going to kind of hear part of that. Matter of fact, let me play this this David Martin clip. He's going to be talking about the Iranian strategy towards the end of it. Clip number
two. The owner of one of the tankers says before the attack, the crew saw flying objects, suggesting mines were not the cause. Regardless of how the attack occurred, the bottom line is the same.
At the end of the day, this will create more instability in the Gulf region. It's not going to help things at all. And when there's less instability in the Gulf region, for Americans, that means potentially higher prices at the gas pump and potential for conflict should this escalate.
Secretary Pompeo said the U.S. response to the attacks would focus on diplomatic and economic measures.
Iran should meet diplomacy with diplomacy, not with terror, bloodshed, and extortion.
U.S. officials say no military strike against Iran is imminent, but Winterfield says he doesn't think it would take much more from Iran to trigger one.
David, if the U.S. is correct and Iran is behind these attacks, what would the country gain by striking tankers?
Well, listen. Right now, the U.S. is using economic sanctions to try and cut off Iran's oil exports, which are its main source of revenue. So right now, Iran is fighting for its economic life. And by attacking tankers coming out of the Persian Gulf, it is sending a message to other countries in the world that it still has the power to put their oil supplies at risk. And I think their hope is that if they can create enough sense of uncertainty about their energy supplies among other countries in the world, those countries will convince the U.S. to ease off on its pressure campaign against Iran.
Now, what he just said is exactly what our Market Watch person with Ameriprise said, that he thought that was their strategy. We have an oil expert that weighed in on that because of the price of oil going up, that's the reason that Iran was doing what they were doing.
Yes, and this really matches exactly what they were talking about on the DW report I was telling you about the other night, where they interviewed the Iranian and Iraqi official who basically said exactly they were going to start. He didn't say specifically they were going to bomb tankers, but he said they were going to start doing things until America lifted up the sanctions. So this follows right in with what the man said Monday night.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens. And them getting caught with this, and on my website you can see the video of the boat and taking the bomb off. And what's going to happen is the world, and particularly France and Italy and places like that, are going to turn on them and not be as supportive, because if they get caught doing that and then lying about it, and as my friend who, I have a friend of mine who, her husband was killed by the Ayatollah, and she and her baby got brought to the United States, or got out of Iran by some of the military that loved her husband.
Uh-huh.
And she, I remember when this whole thing was first starting, she said, you can never believe anything an Iranian government person tells you. They are all liars.
I've heard that.
It's the clerics, you know what I mean? We got the clerics running the country. It would be as bad as the Archbishop of New York running the country. It's just warped out of damn place. Can I get on the sweet creek?
Absolutely. Please? Give me your month and day of birth.
12/13, and let me say the Cuban sandwich came close to the toxic chocolate two-ton cake that almost put me down. That Cuban sandwich is a rich rascal, isn't it?
Now, I tell you what, the Cuban sandwich is my absolute favorite. Red Top, thanks for the telephone call.
Have a great weekend.
We got your name in the drawing. We'll do that about 2:40. Do I have enough time to go to Lake Lady? Lake Lady, I love your handle.
Yeah, Dan?
Hey, Lake Lady.
Happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, and so it's been mostly men calling, and I'm in my car as I am so often, and I said, well, I'm just going to call Dan and tell him that there are women listening, too.
Well, I'm glad that we have lady listeners, particularly Lake Lady. I love that name.
Yeah, I live here on Lake Jordan. Been here about 25 years.
Okay, guys, what's her jealousy factor here when she says she lives on Lake Jordan? Was it like an 8, 9, or a 10?
Yeah.
No, that's a 10.
11,
that's
a 12. 10,
11. Yeah.
Fishing off the back porch and all that
kind of
stuff.
Yeah, looking at the pretty water.
You know, just living the good life.
I love it. It's a beautiful view, but a lot of work. it's not easy keeping up waterfront and all that. But, you know, I paid for XM radio for years, and Fate jumped in, and I turned on FM one day about 6 months ago and found your show, and I love talk radio. And the reason I was paying for XM was I could have Fox News on all the time. But to be very honest, Fox News has worn me down. I, you know, listen to that so many hours a day, politics, and you really, it really wears you out. And there's a variety of things on your show, you know, people with different opinions and different ideas. It's just so different from listening to Fox. I'm really enjoying it, and just wanted you to know.
I really appreciate those kind words.
Well, they're true.
And
they're true. I like to tell people when they're doing a good job. I think everybody needs encouragement, especially when they're doing well.
Well,
Dan, so if you'll put my name in the drawing at 6/28, I've got a birthday coming up.
Ooh, you do have a birthday coming up.
And we
up.
Need to remember this lady when we want to do a show from the lake.
Yeah, that's right.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, I like that. We'd have a Damar show get-together on the lake at Lake Lady's
Yeah,
place.
There you go.
Awesome.
That's right.
You're in, Lake Lady. Listen in about 2:40. We'll do the drawing.
Okay, Dan. Thanks so much, and have a great day.
Thank you. Should I go to Gary G, or should I go to a break?
Wow, he's been holding
Let's go to Gary real quick.
Let's go to Gary G. Gary G, you've been so patient with me.
Hey, Dan, I'm glad you got there before your break got in. Your show's outstanding. I was kind of worried about you this week. We're not having your support, Joey. But, Rusty, you have done outstanding.
And how about John? How about John? Big John's
okay. Been a little bit, well, John's been a little bit quiet today, and I've heard Rusty, and I'm just, both of y'all have done outstanding.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I know John.
Big shoes to fill, but y'all stepped up to the plate.
They're both good friends, and they both have done a great job.
What I wanted to say real quick, you caught my attention when you said something about shooting.
Yes.
I am an outdoors person, and I've got a couple of those weapons in my house. And if you get up something to go shoot some clay pit birds, I'll support that 100%.
Yeah, let me tell you something. It's a real natural for my show that we do something with guns and Second Amendment protection and knowledge. I think it would be a great mix if we can find a gun shop as a sponsor of this show.
That would be fab. You know, that little indoor shooting range is a pretty nice place.
The one that's in the old fitness place?
Building. Is yes, it, sir. I've shot there several times.
Is it still open?
Yes, sir. You can take any weapon that you want, with exceptions, you cannot shoot steel bullets.
Not steel bullets.
I might have to drop by there.
Fully automatic weapons, shotguns, rifles, handguns, anything. And it's pretty neat. It really is for an indoor range.
What about slingshots? That's what I've got, a slingshot.
You
got, come rolling
you got to
up on
up your
me.
Own rock. You got to bring your own rock.
Got to bring your own rock.
Buzz, y'all have a fabulous Father's Day. Y'all are doing an outstanding, and like I said, you guys have really filled in some big sheets.
Gary G., thank you so very much. Do you know the owner of that indoor range?
I do not, Dan, but I'll take a picture of the card. I got a caller card
no,
now.
Rusty just told me he knows the owner.
Okay. Let's just roll up on
it.
Thanks.
It's really neat.
Thanks, Gary. Really see, that's the perfect combination, particularly they sell firearms here.
Yeah, I met him several years ago.
I say let's just go bang on his door.
You think so?
Say, look, Dan Moore's show, we all want to join a club.
Well, and see, that, do that and bring in members, shoot together. See, there was a place in Virginia. You could go in, and you go into an indoor shooting range, and so a lot of Secret Service agents, we didn't want to drive all the way down to Quantico, and we couldn't catch a ride on the helicopter. So we'd meet at this gun range, and it was so cool because you'd go in, and you could have a cooler that was there, and you put it out on the porch and have your steak. They had grills, and as long as you shot and you went outside the door, and we'd sit around the fire pit and cook and talk and drink. Imagine that. But you couldn't go back into the gun club once you had gone out into the patio. But it was so much fun. It was so relaxing. And they had lockers, and you just put your pistol in the locker, go out and drink with your friends, and eat steak.
Wow.
It was great.
Sounds awesome. Sounds Southern.
Well, this guy that owned it was a former Secret Service agent, and he was a instructor, and he did instructing classes on the side. But he was just spectacular. They had the pop-up targets, the whole nine yards.
It'd be a good idea.
Yeah, I think the audience would really do it because I am really, and see, I want to change. I've learned munitions in a world of 357 Magnum. That's what Secret Service use. I have a Python 357. Well, there's so much good technology out there, particularly the Glock 15 platform, 9mm, 40mm, so much better than that 357 because it was meant to do something different in the 1980s than what you're using now.
Right.
You don't, you know, it used to be two, double tap and then move on.
Now it's empty the clip.
Now it's empty the clip. Yeah, Kevin Murphy just texted me, so call me. Demo show, we're going to be back right after this quick break.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Budell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're trying to get me in the mood for the weekend early, I can tell.
Singing songs about Southland.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ann. Ann, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey, how are you?
Ann, I am great. How are you today, my dear?
I'm better, thank you. If I can get up and walk. But anyway, I want to wish I'm happy Father's Day. And tell you, I love to listen.
Well, thank you very much.
Y'all keep me so informed on what's going on in the world that I don't watch news.
Well, I'm glad that we could do it. That's the purpose of the show. We're trying to give you kind of a perspective where you don't have to watch the news. You can listen to the show and become very informed.
Thank you very much. I'll do a great job.
Well, thank you, Anne. Kind words.
I'd like to get in on the drawing, please.
Sure, give me your month and day of birth.
5/17.
Did you get that, Big John?
Yep.
And we got you. We're going to do that drawing in about 50 minutes.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. News Talk 93.1 FM, Damar Show on a Friday TGIF edition. Let's do the tanker attack in the Gulf and Oman is the high, this is kind of the leverage situation here, and kind of Dr. Sorensen kind of alluded to some of this.
Yeah,
U.S. sanctions on Iran already had raised the potential risk of a response in the region. We want to go to Charlie Daggett, who's along the Gulf of Oman, with why this area is such a flashpoint. He's reported already extensively from the Middle East, and he's there again this morning.
It's hard to overstate how crucial these waterways are to the transportation of oil and gas from this region. A third of all shipped oil comes through here. And because that narrow waterway, the Strait of Hormuz, is situated just off the coast of Iran, it gives that country a significant point of leverage. Yesterday's incidents follow similar coordinated attacks a month ago that targeted four tankers right off this port here. Iran denies involvement in those attacks too. But Iran has repeatedly threatened to cut off this vital artery whenever there is a dispute with the U.S. or its regional allies, including Saudi Arabia or here in the UAE. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, we were aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln carrier, and the admiral there told us one of their primary missions is to safeguard the free flow of commerce in this region. Well, it's also worth remembering that the Lincoln was sent here specifically in response to perceived Iranian threats, but it hasn't proven to be much of a deterrent.
I want to remind folks in the 1980s what happened is Iran started kind of messing around with some ships, and Reagan got battle group ships to escort the tankers. Mm-hmm. Well, the Iranians did a stupid thing. They assaulted one of our ships,
yeah,
and we ripped their butts up.
Reagan didn't play.
He did not play, and so what would happen is they would do these boats, and they'd try to, like, they were going to run into them and you know, blow them up. Mm-mm. Well, that 50 cal shooting at you when you're about 300 yards away.
Change your mind.
Those things will rip you up. And those shells are just unbelievable. Let's go to Tommy B. Tommy B., welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How y'all doing?
We're great, my friend. And you?
Oh, I'm going to make it. I was just going to follow up on what Gary said about that gun range.
Yeah?
And actually, it's a husband and wife team. So any lady listeners or whatever that, sort of, the lady there is well qualified with, yeah, you know, the teaching lessons to women or whatever, if one of your listeners is, sort of put off by a man trying to teach her or whatever, but she does a real good job there.
Tommy B., do you know them?
I've only been over there about two times, and actually they have a archery range too. Anybody that bow hunts or just shoots, mm-hmm, for pleasure or whatever, my grandson, whatever, I've been shooting bows since I was about 14, but my grandson shoots competitively, but he shot over there a few times. But the main thing is you got to have some hearing protection to go in there. They require that. Mm-hmm. But and the big thing, you're talking about buying a gun, I can't remember if it's $10 or $15 that you pay. Quite naturally, you got to buy the shells from them. But you pay and you can shoot any gun that they have there. If you're trying to get fitted for a gun or what works best for you, what recoil.
Do they sell pistols and ARs?
Well, I don't know, because I have one or two, I think, here at the house. But I don't think my bride would allow me to buy any more. So.